Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The DSW Black Friday sale is on. Take 30% off almost everything in stores and online right now. Yep, you heard that right, 30% off. Stock up on new shoes, bags, and extras for you and yours from all the gift-worthy brands you love. But hurry, Black Friday can't last forever. Get to your DSW store or DSW.com ASAP to save big. Exclusions apply. Details at DSW.com.
Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. They ship Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT.
Welcome, everybody, to today's exciting episode.
Woohoo!
It's an exciting one. Ooh, well, is it exciting?
Yeah, I'd say it's pretty exciting. It's out there.
It's definitely out there.
It's different.
This is a requested episode, isn't it?
Yeah, heavily requested.
Yeah.
So I've had
quite a few people ask us if we've done this one already.
At least six. Yeah. At least six people have asked.
Which is like half of our audience.
Yeah, at this point. So this is for them. This is
So what are we covering today then, Josh?
Today, my friend, we are covering reptilians. Yes. Shout out to all the chameleons and bearded dragons out there. So let me talk to you.
I would do chameleon eyes, but you won't see it on the podcast anyway.
Yes. So where do I start? Should we go history?
From reptiles? Reptiles, eggs hatch, reptiles come out?
Yes. So let's start with the history.
History.
Yeah. So, I suppose I should give a brief description. I'll just get into it. Let's go. So,
65 million years, Tyrannosaur was walking around the Earth.
Yes, and he became a shape-shifting humanoid.
65 million years onwards, there was a conspiracy theory about reptilians.
Yeah, I will start off by saying this is a complete conspiracy theory. So, at the end, it's up to the people to decide.
Naturally, you're the conspiracy guy. So,
yeah, I do seem to go for a lot of conspiracy theories. I just find them interesting. So, reptilians, also known as reptoids, archons, reptilioids, draconians, or lizard people. They are supposed reptilian humanoids, which play a prominent role in ufology, science fiction, and conspiracy theories.
Ufology, definitely. The draconians are one of the, some like 12 listed species of aliens, aren't they?
Mm.
You've got like the Anunnaki, and you've got the Greys, and then you've got like the, there's reptilians, there's insect kind of looking ones. Yeah. That, you know, so
Geonosians.
I can see where that side of it's come from, I can see.
Mm. So the idea of reptilians was popularised by David Icke, a conspiracy theorist from the UK who claims shape-shifting reptilian aliens control Earth by taking on human form and gaining political power to manipulate human societies. Icke has stated on multiple occasions that many world leaders are possessed or reptilians.
Right. Okay, yeah. I've heard of David. I thought he was American for some reason, but...
No.
He's ashamedly British.
Fun fact about David Icke. I can't confirm this, but I saw one little post. Supposedly, he was actually a goalkeeper for a soccer team or football.
Quite possibly was, yeah.
Yeah, and he gave it up, or he got kicked out, I think, because he was coming out with all these conspiracy theories
okay,
and stuff.
Fair
and
enough.
People didn't want to work with him. But supposedly, he was a successful goalkeeper.
He's done quite a lot more than just the reptilians, hasn't he?
Yeah. He is a very influential person who does, like, talks and things. I'll get into David Icke later on.
Yeah, no, sorry.
But you could do a whole podcast on David Icke. He's a very, very interesting guy. Well, we could. So, I suppose the history of reptilians. Now, you'll have to try and follow me here because it you'll see what I mean as I get into it.
Yeah,
So Michael Barkin, a professor of political science at Syracuse University, suggests the idea of a reptilian race originated in the fiction of Conan the Barbarian creator Robert E. Howard.
Right.
So in his story, The Shadow Kingdom, which is published in 1929, the story drew on theosophical ideas of lost worlds such as Lemuria.
Lemuria,
which is a lost continent proposed by zoologist Philip Schlater in 1864. So, I know, it's a bit of a mouthful, and it gets a bit weird.
I'm gonna ask this, but I don't suppose you know the answer. Is that the theoretical lost continent that used to sit next to Australia? Well, some people claim used to sit next to Australia.
I think so.
At some point in the whatever millennia, it's just not there anymore and never actually has been. It's kind of a Mandela effect, that one, isn't it?
Yeah. So this zoologist, Philip Schlater, he has claimed that there is a lost continent.
Right.
So then the director who created the Shadow Kingdom is kind of based off of that.
Right, okay, yeah.
But then it gets even weirder.
Yeah, go on, carry on.
So also... The director, Robert E. Howard, not only did he get this influence from zoologist Philip Schlater, he also got it from a series of books called The Secret Doctrines, written by Helena Blavatsky in 1888.
All right.
And she references to dragon men who once had a mighty civilization on the Lemurian continent, which is what the zoologist was talking about.
Okay, yeah.
And this series of books are pseudoscience books, and it's filled with like ancient Eastern wisdom and modern science, it's kind of used to reconcile the two, is what I...
To bring them together.
Yeah. Okay. So it's... But when
pop
I saw,
science.
Yeah. So when I saw the picture online, they're very old, kind of leather bound.
Yeah, they would be.
So if you've caught up with that, if that makes sense, someone got the idea from someone who got the idea from someone else.
Yeah, it makes zero sense, but you can see how the chain has formed.
Yes. Yeah. So going back to the director Robert E. Howard, his story dubbed them serpent men.
Right.
So with human bodies and snake heads, they were able to imitate humans at will. They lived underground and used their shape-changing and mind-control abilities to infiltrate humanity.
Okay. Fair enough.
I'm telling you, man, this is going to go down a weird path, a very weird path. So in 1940...
So snake... Hang on.
Yeah.
Just let me get this one thing clear in my head. Right. Reptiles, generally, are cold-blooded.
Mm-hmm.
They're born from eggs.
Yep.
Yet somehow they are fused with humans.
Yep.
That are warm-blooded mammals, mm-hmm. give birth to live young, not laying eggs.
Mm-hmm.
And now they live underground.
Yep.
Where they can't get to the sun, can't warm them up or anything.
Yeah, that's exactly it, mate.
Okay, yeah, it makes total sense.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the expression? Connect the T's and dot the I's?
Something like that, yeah.
So in 1940, American occultist, I love that word, occultist, Maurice Doreal, also known as Claude Doggins. A.K.A. Claude Doggins.
That's a great nickname.
Yeah. I think it's when, you know, when you said about authors sometimes will go under a different name.
Yeah, pseudonym.
So, like, I know Mark Hamill did it in Star Wars where he didn't want credit for certain voices and characters. So he went under a different name rather than Mark Hamill.
Oh, right. Yeah. So no, this is an entire director of films that is kind of, I can't remember his name now. I think it's Harry something or something like that. But yeah, it was like, because a director has to have his credit at the end of a film.
Yes.
But when a film is so terrible, a director doesn't want credit for it. They put it onto this imaginary director.
That makes sense.
So, you know, yeah, it's like a pseudo-director.
Well, maybe Claude Doggins was onto something.
Maybe.
Because he wrote a pamphlet entitled Mysteries of the Gobi that described a serpent race with human bodies and snake heads, so carrying on the same theme. This pamphlet was then turned into a poem titled The Emerald Tablets. This poem formed the basis for David Icke's book Children of the Matrix.
Oh.
So this is where it kind of kicks off for David Icke to kind of get the idea, or not the idea, it's where he started talking about reptilians and things.
Well, I'm assuming that Children of the Matrix is not the Matrix, as in we're all in an artificial...
No, I think it is. Yeah.
He
so
he conscribes to that theory as well, does he?
I think so. He's got so many theories. But that was...
Well, if simulation is true, then any of this could happen, couldn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, very true.
Really?
But David Icke actually had... He used the Emerald Tablets as the basis for the Children of the Matrix, but then he then kind of used this information as a whole theme for a whole separate book.
Oh, okay.
If that makes sense. So he touched on it in The Children of the Matrix, and then he actually wrote...
Thought about it, the cogs started turning, and the he went on for another book.
And he came out with The Biggest Secret, where he claims...
Is that what the book's called?
Yeah, right, yeah, The Biggest Secret, where he claims... Blood-drinking, shape-shifting reptilian humanoids from the Alpha Draconis star system, now hiding in underground bases, are the force behind a worldwide conspiracy against humanity. Oh, I'm getting my words in a tiz on this
okay,
one,
you
mate.
Are, yeah.
It's a bit of a mouthful.
Okay, fair enough. I'm not going to pick that apart yet.
Yeah, but... I can quickly elaborate.
Yeah, go for it.
So, to go into more detail, the actual quote from his book is, "Thousands of years ago, the reptilian beings from the constellations Orion, Sirius, and Draco intervened on planet Earth and began interbreeding with humans. Not physically, however, but rather than through the manipulation of the human coding or DNA. Icke states that it is no coincidence that humans have fundamental reptilian genetics within their brain." So that's the actual quote.
Okay. Well, actually, I've kind of got to give this theory a little bit of credence here. Because we have, like I said earlier, we have heard of alien species, you know, insect ones and reptilians and stuff. Alpha Draconis, or whatever it's called, that star. Is known to be... a star that we get alien visitations from.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. Same as, did you say Sirius?
Yes.
Sirius A, yeah. And, Zeta Reticuli, I think is another one.
Nice.
But yeah, Alpha Draconis, I think that probably is where the Draconian reptilian aliens come from. Now, Do you remember when we were interviewing Philip Mantle the other week and we were talking about Maria something who would been abducted and they'd taken her eggs, harvested her eggs, taken her DNA, and then impregnated her, and then she got her oldest daughter DNA tested and they found that she'd got an extra chromosome.
Yes.
Yeah? Just putting this out there, a lot of reptiles, lizards and snakes and stuff, can have 30 to 60 chromosomes.
Okay. So there's a link there.
So there is a link, you know, and however tenuous it is, you know, there could be some credence to this kind of theory if it is an alien-based sort of thing.
Yeah. Okay.
I can't imagine that reptiles here on Earth, the way they are, cold-blooded egg layers and stuff, in any way are going to be able to cross DNA with us without some kind of alien influence.
Yeah, very true.
So that's all I'm just going to pitch in on that, just to give it some kind of... just because at the moment, it just sounds like you said, Conan the Barbarian novel, doesn't it?
yeah.
You know, but, you know, to give it some kind of pseudoscientific backing... That's my little pitch.
No, that is a fair take, and I will take that into consideration for the paranormality scale.
Cool.
Yeah, that is a very good point, mate. So David Icke, he contends that most of the world's ancient and modern leaders are related to these reptilians, including the Rothschilds, the Bush family, and the British royal family.
Right, so, yeah, the biggest, most powerful families in the world... Rothschild Bank, royal family. What was the other one?
The Bush family.
The Bushes, yeah, of course. Two presidents in the last, like, 30 years, yeah.
Yeah, and let's not forget that George Bush famously said we need to have an alliance with the fish. So if he's getting alien DNA, they haven't given him the best DNA, have they? So, but just a little tidbit on David Icke, because like I said, I probably will cover him at some point because he's a very interesting guy.
Yeah.
But just to give people a little background on David Icke if they're not familiar with his work or anything.
Yeah, go for it.
So Icke's conspiracy theories now have supporters in up to 47 countries and has given lectures to crowds of over 6,000 people.
Wow.
Icke has also been correct about other things that he has predicted over the years, the big one being COVID. And
he predicted COVID?
Yeah, and that's scarily, scarily accurate. And I've seen the video myself. I honestly can't remember the year, but we're talking many years ago. And down to a T, he pretty much predicts, like, we're all going to be in isolation, there's going to be a disease, and... yeah, he's scarily accurate with that one. And speaking of scarily accurate...
Did he take on the point of view of that being like a conspiracy as well? Because obviously now we're the other side of COVID. When COVID was happening, everybody was scared.
Yes.
But we came out the other side of it thinking, well, it was pretty much just a common cold that killed a few extra people, and we really didn't need to go to that extreme.
Yes. Yeah, he did. He basically said it as like a warning to people.
Right.
And still to this day, I've seen videos now as well after COVID, and I'm pretty sure he was never vaccinated or anything, and he's talking about how, you know, he predicted this, and it was basically a load of rubbish and things. It's difficult because the actual disease of COVID wasn't rubbish.
No, it wasn't. And in fairness, like, to certain realms of people, it was life threatening.
It was, yeah. So that
but
aspect...
no more than the flu or, you know, the other yearly killers that you know, like pneumonia and flu and stuff that kill vulnerable people all the time.
Yeah.
It was kind of like that. There was a handful, or maybe more than a handful, but there were a few healthy people that succumbed to COVID, weren't there? But most of it were because they got underlying issues anyway.
Yeah, exactly. So it's very odd because he kind of... We're not saying, and he's not saying, the disease isn't real. They're not saying...
Oh, no, yeah, it was a real disease.
What he's saying is... But it's basically the conspiracy side of COVID as to was a man-made disease and that whole thing behind it. Not necessarily, you know, because I know people that have been affected by COVID and they've now got life-changing things afterwards.
Oh, yeah. And there's no denying that, like, long COVID is the thing. And, you know,
yeah. So I just thought I'd make that clear. It's not like he doesn't believe in COVID.
He predicted it.
He predicted it, and he has a certain take on it.
And
which,
he got it down to a T, basically. Yeah.
Which also I should just mention, he has been correct on other predictions, and he has like an 85, 87% correction.
Hit rate?
Yeah, hit rate, yeah. That's the one. So he has actually been correct on a lot of stuff, which is very kind of eerie to me that he's made these predictions, some 10, some 20 years ago, some in the mid-90s, late-90s. And a lot of them have come true.
I'm surprised that you didn't show up for my actual predictions episode. Yeah.
That would have been good getting him on that. So I should just mention as well, David Icke, as well as being popular in 47 countries and giving lectures around the world,
yeah,
he's also banned in 26 countries. He also says reptilians are very advanced in technology, with many abilities, and are considered the highest level of society, and have been around for 300 million years, since creation. Other abilities include seeing the future, and working with alien greys, sending them to deal with certain issues, and working with other ancient species. And the one thing that popped up, and I'm not even kidding you on this, I saw a few bits in my research, of the alien greys work for the reptilians. And the reptilians are one of the highest ranking species that kind of
alien.
Of alien that delegate to others. And if you've, the word on the street is, man, that if a reptilian visits you or comes to see you personally, it's big trouble.
Right.
Because they will send other alien species, especially alien greys, first before they get involved.
It is a common conclusion, a common thought, that the greys are like the worker drones for other alien species. But I thought it was for more the humanoid-looking ones, possibly more than that. Who knows? I don't know. Mm.
So maybe there is some truth in that.
Yeah, it might be.
Because if you've heard of that...
Yeah.
And we haven't actually spoken much about the research that I've done. So you're coming out of information and also teaching me stuff that you've heard over the years
about
reptilians. So
my only, the thing that made me cover my face just then is the 300 million years.
I know, we had that with giants as well, didn't we? Where it was just they've been around for millions.
When people
of
say,
years.
Yeah, oh, this has been around for so many hundred million years, I'm like, well, hang on, 65 million years ago, everything got wiped out apart from about 2% of life on Earth.
Yeah. Yeah,
I know. Do you know what I mean? And that's mostly oceanic creatures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you are right.
Or crocodiles.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they live in water.
Yeah. No, you are right.
So, yeah.
I just thought, you know, it's in the research. I'll mention it.
Fair enough. Yeah, that's my only qualm with that one, is the whole 300 million years. And the fact that they live underground. I mean, yeah.
Now, there is going to be people listening to this already drawing conclusions, thinking... That David Icke, he's a bit nuts. He belongs in a tree.
In a tree?
In a tree, yeah, because he's nuts.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
But I will just... There's one quote that I found by him, and he said this years ago, and he's not wrong. He's actually 99% accurate here. So I just thought, this is just an example of when he is correct on something. He's a very intelligent guy.
Yeah.
So I'll just quickly read this quote. He says, "Everything in the world is backwards. Everything is upside down. Doctors destroy health. Lawyers destroy justice.
Yeah, that's not wrong.
Universities destroy knowledge. Governments destroy freedom. Major media destroys information. And religion destroys spirituality." And that's one of his kind of quotes that I thought, he's not wrong there.
Yeah, I can see what you're saying there. Yeah, no, I think that's a fair
So that's statement. Just one kind of quote where I think, you know what, give him some credit. He's got a kind of influence there. So.
Yeah.
But that's enough about David Icke. We'll come back to him in the future. Not for a while, though, because I've mentioned him quite a lot.
So back to the reptilians.
To the reptilians. Well, I will just mention as well, we've not gone off David Icke, because I will just mention, most of the reptilian stuff comes back to David Icke.
It's come from him.
He's the main kind of person that keeps talking about it and proposing it to the world.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, without researching reptilian, typing it in any search engine, it seems to always go down the chain of events and ends up at David Icke.
Okay.
Now I'll stop talking about David Icke. So one thing about the reptilians is they are very advanced in technology.
Yep.
And there's lots of reports in through history. Well, obviously not proven, but hypothetical history, if you believe that they've been around for 300 million years, that they got to a point where they had to decide, do we want to carry on with technology and go forward with AI, or do we want to go down the more spiritual route? And they chose technology.
Okay.
So they offer technology to less advanced planets in exchange for resources. And they want power, control, superiority, and they are very emotionless reptilians.
Okay.
So the reptilians decided to advance in technology, not spirituality. And I think evidence of this to some degree is you look at our civilization now in 2023, how far we've come from the Nokia phone.
Yeah.
And technology is ramping up. You've now got ChatGPT. You've got AI bots. You've got people losing jobs because of AI and technology. Artists around the world. Writers. We currently have a writer's strike going on. So AI and technology is affecting society right now. So
we're
seeing that. So there is maybe some truth to that. And what also backs that up is there's kind of been a decline in religion as well. There's more atheists today than there ever has been.
I believe the USA has now hit 50% atheist, 50% religious, and that's the lowest it's ever been.
Yeah, which is crazy considering America's very, Christian heavy, isn't it?
Compared to England, definitely. Yeah,
they love JC over there.
They do.
So that's just something to mention, that reptilians supposedly went down the technology route.
Yeah.
So.
And that probably would lead them to be emotionless or less emotional, more logical. Mm-hmm. They're concentrating on technology rather than religion and spirituality.
Yeah.
Because religion and spirituality is a very emotional thing, isn't it?
So, it is. And you actually see evidence of that in Japan. I think we've brought it up before, so I won't go too much into it, but Japan are very advanced in their technology and things, even their vending machines and stuff like that. And they're actually having to have counselling sessions because they don't know how to interact with, the opposite sex.
So good, so good, so good. Just in and so good. Thousands of winter deals are at Nordstrom Rack stores now. And that means thousands of fresh reasons to rack.
Because we get the latest trends for way less.
Because I've been looking for these.
Because the best deals go fast.
Save big with up to 60% off. Sam Edelman, Sorel, Free People, Cole Haan, and more cold weather finds. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 upfront payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes. See details.
They need dating advice and stuff, don't they, all the time?
So maybe there is a correlation there between technology and emotions, feelings, human interactions. So if I came across this little nugget, this little theory, if you will. Now, I've just written bullet points for this.
Apologies
if I mess this up. Now, blood is a currency in almost all religious scripture and amongst gods. You've always heard about sacrifices, rituals, things like that. Obviously, Jesus sacrificed and
himself
gave the blood for our sins and all of that. And there was a group of fallen angels in the Bible called seraphs.
Seraphim.
And they were flying reptiles. Satan has been portrayed as a serpent in the book of
Revelations.
That's the one, thank you. Oh, I'm really struggling with big words today. And they've also always had something bad to say about God and Jesus. You know, the evilness has been represented by reptiles and serpents and
The devil. Yeah.
There's obviously serpents in the Garden of Eden.
The snake that tempted Eve with the apple, or the fruit of knowledge.
Yeah.
Shouldn't say apple. We always assume it's an apple. But
The god of the Mayans. I've forgotten the name already.
I would say for Eve, a banana would be more tempting.
We can't say that. PG. I do love a good banana, though, for breakfast. I'm not going to lie. You can do so much with it. Banana bread, muffins. The god of the Mayans, the name escapes me, was a giant snake creature, snake-headed creature. Well, and obviously...
Medusa?
No, the god of the Mayans.
Quetzalcoatl.
That's the one. Ancient Egypt, obviously you've got the crocodile-headed gods and things like that. So there is that kind of theory that the reptilians have always been around, like in the Bible days, and
they're even in Skyrim.
In Skyrim, yeah.
Argonians, you can play as one.
Yeah. And some would say maybe this is where the reptilians were more spiritual, because they're in Bible and religion and things like that. And maybe. Then as the years have gone on, that's when they've gone down the technology route, which is where we are now. We're seeing it now with AI. So that's just one little theory.
Who knows? Yeah.
Of serpents, reptilians, always been around. So I'll save pop culture, because I know you're dying to hear some pop culture.
Always look forward to the pop culture section. Yeah. It's your week.
Well, actually, to be fair, it kind of ties in, so I'm just going to go for it.
Go
this
for it,
mate. This is pop culture. Pop culture.
That's my we're going to have to make up a jingle for this now.
So I'm just going to read off a list of allegedly reptilian celebrities.
Okay.
Katy Perry.
Really?
Rihanna. Beyonce. Miley Cyrus. Justin Bieber.
I can see that one.
Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah, and that one.
Bill Gates. Taylor Swift, Angelina Jolie,
no,
Britney Spears.
Oh,
there's just some of the names. I haven't even gone through all of them.
No.
They're just some of the most famous.
It's just a small selection of, but then obviously, yeah, like I guess anybody who becomes not just famous, but I mean these are super famous people, aren't
super
they?
Super famous, yeah.
Like you say, people who believe in this reptilian conspiracy are finger pointing at the most elite.
Yes, 100%. Yeah.
And these are the elite of the celebrities, really,
yeah,
aren't they? You know?
The elite of the elite. So,
I'm surprised Elvis ain't on that list.
I mean, I'm going to have to look up Elvis as a reptilian after this podcast, I think.
Probably because he probably died before David Icke came up with the theory, so that's the only reason why he's not on the list.
But I just thought I'd go for the names that people would have heard of. And if you haven't heard of a single name on that list,
where have you been living for the last 20 years? On the moon?
Yeah, I think it would be appropriate to call you a troglodyte.
Yeah, you can live underground as a reptilian. Yeah.
So would you like to take a guess as to why what the common link is as to why people think that these celebrities are reptilians? There's no wrong answers.
Now, I don't want to ruin your flow.
No, go for it.
But I can only imagine it would be the eyes.
Yes. Yeah, you're right. So
because Katy Perry,
mm-hmm,
has like a party trick that she does with her eyes, doesn't she? And I reckon that's why people have accused... Yay! Microphone's down.
Every episode.
I'll guess that is why people are accusing her.
Correct.
Yeah?
Yeah, 10 points, my man. So essentially, we'll start there. So Katy Perry does have a party trick where there's been so many videos where people are like, oh, there's definitely glitches in the Matrix because she can do this cool thing with her eye that's flickering and things like that. So a lot of people have said, especially Justin Bieber, there was a famous video of him where he like kind of blinks and his eyes change. And everyone says that the pupils go into like slits, like,
oh, like a cat's like eye, a snake's eye.
That's the common thing. You can see some of these videos. Some of them I personally think are edited to make it look worse. Some of them, there is actually a scientific explanation for this.
Okay, go on then.
So their eyes are not changing to lizard eyes.
I wouldn't imagine they are.
Now, through this list, I don't know if you noticed, a lot of them are performers.
Yes, I did notice.
Yeah. And they're in front of cameras.
Yeah.
Lights, camera, action.
Yeah.
Right? It's simple science. So, especially with certain people like Katy Perry or Taylor Swift, Britney Spears, Justin Bieber, they might even have pyro at their shows. Yeah. It is just the scientific case of your pupils dilate with light.
Yeah. Do you want me to expand on this?
Go for it. Right? Yeah, you'll probably do it better.
Okay. Well, another thing that I would like to point out, obviously, we've got flashing lights where musicians are on stage or whatever. They've got cameras pointed at them. And, you know, the recorded footage, people go, oh, no, look at the eyes. They've gone all weird. It must be a reptile. Flashing lights will make your eyes contract and dilate.
Yes.
And it can happen quite quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Digital cameras, when you talk about frames per second, 30 frames per second, 60 frames per second, or whatever it is, right, that camera is not collecting the entire frame at once. It writes it a line at a time, starting mm-hmm. left to right, as though it was writing a book.
Yeah.
It does it very, very quickly. But if you imagine flashing lights going into your eyes at the same time as this camera is trying to record the footage. So, like, the top part of the eye might be contracting, or your whole eye is contracting or dilating.
Yeah.
But as the camera is writing it, your eye might be at a slightly different amount of dilated as it goes, as it's writing that part of the frame.
Yeah, yeah.
So it can produce strange effects on your pupils because your pupils are moving. It's the same as that guy that did the... he stuck his phone inside his acoustic guitar and was playing his guitar.
Yeah.
And you can actually see the strings...
Strings like waves.
Oscillating like a wave, yeah.
But to the normal eye, it's just...
Yeah.
You don't see that.
Exactly.
Yeah. You explained that perfectly. So I'm not going to go over what you said.
Okay.
I'll just add to it instead.
Yeah, go for it. Yeah.
Another thing is excessive blinking can be caused by fatigue and stress.
Yeah.
So like you said...
Yeah, like when you start feeling like you've got dust in your eyes, you're grainy, you've been mm-hmm. awake for a long time. And yeah.
Now... I don't know about you, mate, but if anyone was going to have fatigue or get stress, I imagine it would be celebrities that are constantly...
Particularly musicians that are on the road, 18 hours a day awake, you know, travelling around,
And they don't actually have any privacy, really, do they?
No.
When you think about it, they're constantly being watched, they're constantly being monitored. So it's just one of those things. Excessive blinking, dilated pupils... That debunks that.
Yeah.
So these celebrities, they're not reptilians.
Well, they might be.
they might be. And also, I will just mention, because there was one video that went viral of a man with a night vision camera right on his eye, and he's blinking sideways like a lizard, like an alligator, whatever. I don't know if you remember it. Some people will go, there was that one guy on YouTube.
I can't see why it would be sideways. I can imagine his eye would appear upside down because of the lensing effect, but
sideways. Oh, no, so the actual eyelid was, like, blinking sideways. Rather than up and down, his eyelids were, like, blinking
that way.
Into the middle, sideways.
Fair enough.
It's just editing. It's just a camera.
I researched
this. Doctors, scientists, it is physically impossible for anyone to be born with that. It's literally a reptile thing.
We don't have that inner eyelid.
No. It's just clever editing.
Is it Men in Black at the start of that where the bloke blinks two sets of eyelids? Because I remember Will Smith saying, I mean, he blinked one set and then he blinked another entirely different set.
Yeah. Yeah, it's physically impossible. It's just clever video editing.
Yeah,
so that debunks that. Now, we're coming towards the end of Reptilians.
Aww.
But I cannot not mention Tiffany Gomez, also known as the Crazy Plane Lady.
Okay.
So this is a more recent thing. This happened around mid-July 2023. So
this year,
a few months ago.
Not long ago.
Now, Crazy Plane Lady, she, in the video, I imagine a lot of people have seen it. If not, just type in Crazy Plane Lady.
Oh, I know who you're talking about now. Yeah, she went nuts on the plane, got kicked off.
Yes.
Yeah,
so
okay.
To find the correct video, she's wearing like a black top, blue jeans. She is stood up and she's basically having a hysterical kind of outburst, like a fit. And she keeps saying, he's not real. That man's not real. He's not there. And coming out with some really bold, crazy kind of claims.
Yeah.
So there was a bit of an investigation. She got obviously removed from the plane.
Yeah, she was kicked off
the video went viral. She actually came out with a apology video, and it was kind of odd.
Yeah, it was very odd.
She said, like, oh, everyone has bad moments. Mine just happened to be caught on camera. But from watching it, I didn't really get, you know, where she was coming from. Like, she never actually apologised.
Looked like she was being directed by someone, didn't it? Yeah.
It just didn't come across as actually, like, genuine, if you know what I mean.
Yeah,
it was like she was just kind of being read a script and said, I'll say this. It didn't. It was weird. She wasn't apologising for anything. So there's actually a couple of accounts from people that were on the same plane that they saw happen. One passenger claimed that she saw Tiffany drinking during the day and before, well, not during the day, but like in the airport before she got on the plane.
Well, a lot of people do, don't they?
Heavily intoxicated. So maybe she's got
probably
fear
not
of flight.
Heavily, because they won't let you on a flight if you are
very true.
Very drunk.
But maybe she had like a fear of flying and had a few drinks or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Hit it well until she was on the plane. That's one account from a woman. Another one said that she actually got upset because the guy that she was sat next to, the one that she was kind of arguing with or whatever, stole her AirPods. AirPods, what are they called?
AirPods, yeah.
So she kind of kicked up a fuss about that and being a little bit drunk and whatnot, just caused a scene. But also there's a video of her in the airport after she'd been taking off the plane. And she says things like keywords like, no, I know what I saw. I stand by it. I just can't talk about it. And she's kind of got police and security around her. And she's not saying what she saw.
So she's at this point, she's compos mentis enough to realise that what her story is going to land her in a lot more trouble than she's already in.
Yeah.
So she's better off, like, shtump. Yeah.
Yes. So there's mixed accounts of what actually happened. And also, there was another guy who was on the plane who said they saw her. He was a few rows behind.
Yeah.
And he said he saw her having a go at this guy in a green hoodie, black hair, and the whole time he's just sat there. He doesn't say a single word to her. Even when the air stewardess comes over and says, is everything all right? He just nods and says, yeah. But he doesn't actually speak. And he said it was almost like they were communicating telepathically. So she's kicking off a fuss. She's like, you're not real. She's panicking, freaking out. The whole time, even on the video, when you see this guy in a green hoodie, he's just sat there. He's not doing anything. He's not saying anything. So that's another account.
Being menacing in any kind of way.
No. So it's a very weird story, but the link is there that there was also a few people saying that they could see his eyes were weird in the video, which is why the theme of reptilians came up.
A reptilian alien or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, so for the first few days when this video went viral, people were like looking for ghosts and things in the video because they're like, well, what do you mean he's not real? What, and they're looking.
I remember seeing the video and thinking, what the hell is she on about?
Exactly,
and I didn't make head nor tails of it, and I think I just swiped up
But it came out afterwards that some passengers were claiming, allegedly, that this guy had weird eyes that looked like reptiles.
Fair enough.
Cat's eyes, whatever you want to call it, with the slit.
Yeah.
So it's another theory that you know, it's just a more modern, updated theory of the reptilians. And the last thing I will say is this research that I've done today, I've had to squeeze reptilians into half hour, key points, what they're about, a little bit of history. I can't do it all. Like, to be honest, I'm happy with like half hour, 45 minutes on it. But if you want to know more, there is a guy called Scott Alan Roberts, and he has a book called The Secret History of the Reptilians. It's the only kind of book or information I could see online that is a real deep dive into this conspiracy theory that isn't David Icke.
Does he seem to support the theory, or does it look like he's trying to debunk it?
From reading the synopsis, because obviously I found, after I'd done my research, I then saw this book and I was like, damn, I should have bought that to do this, but it was too late. I'd already kind of done my presentation by then. But I just read the synopsis and a few quotes, and it looks like he doesn't have an opinion on it. He's literally just a guy that's...
Oh, presenting the facts and let you make up your own mind.
Yeah, he's gone through the history, what he's found, different theories, different stories over time.
Fair play. Might be worth giving that a read then.
Yeah, so if there is anyone that's on the fence about reptilians or wants to know more, Scott Alan Roberts, The Secret History of the Reptilians.
Fair play.
And that is my presentation on reptilians.
That's good. So I guess we come to the paranormality scale.
Yep.
Your presentation, so I guess I'll go first, don't I?
Yep.
It's a tough one because I kind of am a bit of a supporter of the ancient alien theory.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the thousands of years ago, aliens may have actually pulled humanity out of the being apes, you know, given us DNA, you know, helped us create civilization and farming and, you know, all that sort of goodness. I like that as a theory because... We haven't done the episode on evolution yet, but there is that missing link, isn't there, mm-hmm. between apes and man? And I like the idea that we had support thousands of years ago from aliens.
Yeah.
Reptilians have been brought up as a potential alien species that did that,
mm-hmm.
but not the only one. Obviously, I don't know what kind of intergalactic connections all these aliens have with each other, as well as us.
Yeah.
Like you say, David Icke, he's got a lot of good theories, and he has been proven correct about some things, like we spoke about COVID earlier and that. Like, maybe he is correct about this, we just don't know yet.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have enough evidence to back it up.
Yeah.
So it's a difficult one. I don't want to go too high. I'm not going to say, like, oh, yes, I believe it. And, you know, because, I mean, there was theories that the Queen was a reptile.
Yeah.
You know, I don't believe that at all. But as we said earlier about that, the woman who gave birth to the daughter with the extra chromosome,
mm-hmm.
there's theories out there that kind of give it some support. So... I'm going to give it a 6.5.
That is ridiculously high for what this is.
Okay. Well, anything below a 5 is like, I don't believe it. So I'm giving it about a 1.5 above 5. So, okay. Yeah, 6.5.
All right, I'll give you my quick thoughts on it.
Go for it.
So if it wasn't for you mentioning about the extra gene... and things.
Yeah.
I would score this very, very low.
Like 1 or 2?
Possibly, yeah, 0.5.
Oh, okay.
Now, I personally don't believe the idea of reptilians. Now, there's many reasons, but the idea, like you said about the cold blood, warm blood, eggs, live, also to that effect, it doesn't make sense to me that a reptile or... you know, humanoid, reptile, whatever you want to call it, a mixture of the two, can go from, like, scales, teeth and everything, shape-shift into...
Oh, I don't believe that part of it at all.
That's what I mean. Like, that part of the theory, you know, it's if you're going to go with
that,
the
that's
actual
why
theory,
I'm not going above a 6.5 is because all of that sort of part of it, I don't believe at all.
Yeah.
Shape-shifting,
I,
no.
I feel like that kind of information with this brings it down a lot. So if it wasn't, like I say, if it wasn't for the gene part that you mentioned,
right, yeah,
that's the only thing to me that gives it a little bit of credence.
That's what gives it credence to me. And the fact that I've heard of the draconian
alien species. Possibly before. In the Bible and ancient Egypt and stuff, where you do have depictions of humans with serpent heads and crocodile heads. That comes into it a little bit for me. But I'm going to stop messing around and waffle in my words. I'm giving it a 2.5.
2.5, okay. Yeah.
Like I said, that 2.5 is literally like a couple of little things that you've said today. Right. If it wasn't for you saying those things, it would probably be a 0 or a 0.5 for me.
Yeah.
But I'm giving it a 2.5. Me personally, I don't believe in reptilians. But like you, I like the theory of our DNA and genetics being manipulated.
Being enhanced and
So because of that, I'll give it a 2.5. That's it. So I don't know how you're going to work
so
out
that
the
would
average.
Give us an average of, I think, 4.5.
Okay. So, yeah, I think that's fair.
Yeah? Okay, fair enough, yeah.
Yeah, so that's all I got for you.
Fair enough, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think it's a very sort of controversial subject, isn't it? I can imagine there's probably quite a lot of people out there that are very passionate about one way or the other. Well, I wouldn't say that I believe it. I can just see some kind of like scientific value to it, or you know, at least in the UFO circles and that sort of thing.
Well, I will just mention the statistics I got. 12 million Americans believe in this theory.
12 million.
12 million Americans believe in this theory. That's just from the statistics that I saw. So
it's still less than 1%.
Yes. So to me, this seems like a very similar case to something like Flat Earth, where you've got your devoted people that believe in it, and it doesn't really matter what you say, or they're going to believe it. That's what the reptilians seems like to me.
I can't imagine that people believing in reptilians are going to be so blindsided by it as though as the Flat Earthers and your Scientologists and that sort of people, you know?
And if you do believe in reptiles and reptilians, how are they? How can they shapeshift into humans perfectly so that you wouldn't suspect them, but they can't change their eyes, but they can give themselves a whopping penis, but they can't they can't change their eyes? It doesn't make sense.
No, that doesn't make sense to me. I don't know. I don't believe in the shapeshifting part, the metamorphosis, but I give some credence to the reptilian aliens and the possibility that they help boost humanity with some DNA or something back in history. It's a fair theory. I'm not saying I 100% believe it, but it's a good theory.
Yeah.
So there we go. And if you are a lizard person, write in.
Yeah.
Let us know how wrong we are.
Yes. If you can only sleep at night with a giant red bulb over your head, then you might be a reptilian.
You might be, yeah. Yeah, if you have eyes that the pupils form into slits.
Yeah.
Stay off the internet.
Yes.
Don't get caught on camera.
If you find yourself licking the air every 5 seconds, you might be a serpent.
And yeah, as always, like and subscribe, particularly on YouTube. Leave us a comment. Come and find us on Discord. We always love more people on Discord. TikTok and Instagram, you can always catch up with us there. And our email address is paranormality.uk@gmail.com. And if you are a reptile, please do drop us a line.
Yes.
And until next week, I've been Pirate.
I'm Josh.
This has been Paranormality UK. Ta-ta.
Ta-tas.
Even the busiest of holiday schedules is no match for Alo Moves, the streaming wellness platform where you can sculpt your muscles, unwind with a yoga class, or even learn the art of awareness with their latest meditation offerings. On demand, whenever works for you. And right now, for Cyber Week, you can get almost 40% off your one-year membership with great deals on six-month and monthly memberships, too. Start saving today at allomoves.com. Allomoves.com.
What makes a great pair of glasses? At Warby Parker, it's all the invisible extras without the extra cost. Their designer quality frames start at $95, including prescription lenses, plus scratch-resistant, smudge-resistant, and anti-reflective coatings, and UV protection, and free adjustments for life. To find your next pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to find the Warby Parker store nearest you, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
This is a PSA, or public sock announcement. Experts have declared Bombas socks as the best way to warm up chilly feet. These pairs are super cushy, soft, and designed for maximum coziness. Plus, for every pair purchased, another pair will be donated, so someone in need of essential clothing can stay warm this winter. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST at checkout.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.